Let us go to the Word of God today for another beautiful thought for the day from His Word. In Proverbs 17, chapter and verse 3, we find this word: "The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts." So we deal with the thought today that God does try the hearts of people through sending adversities, through sending oppositions, through sending sufferings and many things across our pathway. Not because that God does not already know our hearts, because the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows exactly what our shadowy thoughts are that are clouded over and covered over, clothed over with clouds of deceit. Down under all of that, God's Word knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. But God tries us that we may know our hearts. So what a beautiful helper we have through Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father to try our hearts, to help us to know the character, the nature, the deceit that's in the human heart, that's in opposition to God's holy divine nature. And again in Zechariah, the 13th chapter, in verse 8 and 9, we find these words concerning God's motive and purpose for testing and trying, and that is to bring us to a knowledge of Himself. That portion of our heart that is deceitful and wicked, our human nature that's at enmity with God. The Bible says the carnal mind is at enmity with God. It cannot know God because it's at enmity with God. God desires to bring that portion of our nature out, even as a Christian, that we might see it, that we might confess it to Jesus Christ, that we might put it under His precious blood. The Bible says if we, speaking to Christians, John was in 1 John, he said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He said, if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His truth is not in us. And so let's read here in Zechariah 13th chapter, verse 8 and 9. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on My name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is My people, and they shall say, the Lord is My God. Oh, what a beautiful explanation. What a beautiful display. What a beautiful manifestation of God's purpose in testings and trials. God saw that the other two-thirds of His people would never come through, beloved, and call upon His name. So He just cut them off. How beautiful and what a privilege to know that we're chastened of God. The Bible said if we be without chastisement, that we're bastards, we're not sons, we're not legitimate sons of God. But if we see God's chastening hand in our life through fires of testings and trials, we may rest assuredly upon His word that we are the sons of God, and that He desires to bring us through the fire, that we may call upon His name, that we might call upon His nature, that we might see our nature of hatred and wrath and strife and envy and all the things in us that are unlike Jesus Christ, and then that we might call upon His nature of love and joy and mercy and say, God, please take my nature that's ugly and put it in the precious blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse it and give me back then Your nature of love and joy and peace and mercy. And God said, when they begin to cry like that, He said, I will hear. What a privilege, what a blessing to know that the God of heaven, the God of all creation, that when we begin to pray like this, that we can have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We would consider it in high honor to go and have an audience with the President of our country. We would consider that a great honor. But beloved, we've been awarded an honor beyond that honor, far beyond that honor, and that is to have an audience with the Son of God, have an audience with our Heavenly Father, when we begin to cry unto Him in the midst of our testings and trials, call upon His name, call upon His nature, and confess our ugly natures that are unlike Him, and God will say, it is my people. Even a greater blessing yet, not only to have an audience, beloved, and call upon Him, but have Him to confess and own us as part of His family. Have Him to confess us before the whole creation that we belong to Him. What a blessing and what a privilege. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Jehovah, the self-existent one that reveals Himself, is my God. And we can testify then personally that the Lord indeed is our God when we have gone through the fires of His trials and His testings, and we have seen ourselves and we have examined ourselves in that trial, and we have found our wood, our hay, our stubble, our clay of our earthly natures that are so unlike, beloved, His divine nature. And then we have had a revelation of His love and His joy and His peace and His mercy. Then of a truth we can say, the Lord, the self-existent one who reveals Himself, is my God. He's my power. He's my light. He's my life. And so, beloved, God does indeed reveal Himself. It's His pleasure to reveal Himself through chastenings and through trials and through testings. And then we can acknowledge Him as our God. And again, in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter and verse 17, we find these precious words. I know also, my God, that Thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy Thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto Thee. This was David's thanksgiving and prayer when they willingly offered and brought the things that was going to build the magnificent temple built by Solomon, called Solomon's Temple. But David said, I know also, my God, Thou triest the heart. So God not only had tried David's heart before, He had tried David's heart on this occasion. And David's heart was upright. And beloved, when we let God try our hearts and take us from our crooked rebellion that we inherited after the serpent, God will make our hearts upright, and then we can bring pleasure to the heart of God. This is the purpose of God trying us, that He might bring our hearts to an upright position before Him, an erect, straight line, as it were, that will heave up praise and thanksgiving to Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the precious word today. Let the light and love of Thy word flow out into hearts and lives today. Enlighten hearts and minds, oh God, that they might see that You are a true and honest and just and righteous God, that everything You send into the lives of Your creatures, oh God, is for the purpose of bringing them unto a knowledge of Thyself. Bless, we pray, this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen.